United Nations has warned that ISIL Takfiri militants operating in Iraq have created an extremely volatile and dangerous situation for children. The Secretary General's Special Representative on Children and Armed Conflict, Leyla Zarughi, said the new crisis in Iraq is taking an extremely worrying turn. She stated that there are disturbing reports of the recruitment of child soldiers and other grave human rights violations against minors in the conflict zone. She made the remarks while presenting the annual report of the UN agency's activities. Earlier, Human Rights Watch said that ISIL militants are using children as human shields in Iraq. According to HRW, in one incident on June 17, the ISIL terrorists detained 10 children from a district in Mosul and took them along for their operations on the outskirts of the city. Well, for more on this, let's go to Irvine, California, and talk to Soraya Sapahpur Ulrich, independent researcher. Welcome, ma'am. Ms. Sapahpur, first of all, what are the challenges that the children of Iraq face?
Well, war is very tragic, and unfortunately, the biggest tragedy of all, perhaps, falls on the children. In war zones, children, specifically Iraq, now children do get exploited. They are used as child soldiers and messengers even, and very often they get sexually exploited for food and shelter. And this is not, should they survive warfare, this will have a long-term impact on them. Psychologically, they will experience post-traumatic stress syndrome. They will show aggressive and even tendencies towards violence. And they become so apt at learning how to survive war that they will not be able to handle living in peace or peaceful times. So this will have a tragic long-term effect on the Iraqi children and indeed children in war zones. And it's not the first time that this is happening to the Iraqi children, unfortunately.
Indeed. And so what can be done to prevent the children from falling victim to these terrorists, especially those children who are in refugee camps?
Well, it's really very unfortunate. I'm glad you asked this because they have known since 2011 that this situation was developing. The UN had its eyes on it. And instead of allowing or disallowing the United States, Saudi Arabia, other Persian Gulf states from developing or aiding the militants there, nothing's been done about it. I mean, these militants and the fact that they still exist is because they got aid and training from the United States, from some of the Arab allies of the United States to overthrow the regime. So this was in the making for a long time. It didn't come out of, nowhere, and it didn't come out of a vacuum. And as far as the United Nations, it's all well for them to write these reports, but I think we should be reminded that in the sanctions that were imposed on Iraq in violation of the UN Charter and Declaration for the Rights of the Child, which was written in 1924 to allow children to be raised in a peaceful environment. Sanctions were imposed on these very children, both the country, but the children, 500,000 of them died. So the United Nations either has to take itself seriously or nobody else will take it seriously. The people that are responsible for what's happening in Iraq today, as well as in Syria and elsewhere, they're the ones that need to be made accountable. We can't look aside and say, okay, the United States is too powerful, so if they are funding these militants or training them in Jordan or what have you, we can't stop them. We can only write reports about them. Reports are really no good unless something's done about them. And the culprit here is not, yes, it's through the ISIL, but the people that are supporting ISIL and funding them, that should be held accountable.
Indeed. All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Soraya Sapahpur, independent researcher from Irvine, California. Thanks for your time there, ma'am.